So righteous indication.
Oh, what number? What day?
They won 21. Chavetz Chaim, they won 21. Shem Hashem Nasem Nasir. Righteous indication is a feeling which nearly everyone experiences at some point. Established with a sense of truth and justice on one side, the reality may be precisely the opposite. In a dispute over money, even a businessman who carefully adheres to, even a businessman who adheres carefully to the Torah's business ethics, in most situations may veer off track. He might find justification for his action and say, "Since I've been cheated, I'll never pay the balance now." Yes, what do we say? So we're saying some people, they think that they want the emes. They're searching for the emes. They want the right thing to be done. And some people feel, since I got cheated, so since I was cheated, I don't have to pay the debts that I owe. That's what they feel. Often, this rationalization, which can lead a person to take the law into his own hands, are a result of rechilas. An example is Reuven sees Shimon overpay for an item. Reuven sees Shimon, that the guy, he didn't understand, he overpaid for something. Right? So the guy comes up and says, you know, you could have got the thing for much less than you really owe. So Shimon decides to remedy the situation. He holds the money. He says, I owe them store money. I'm owing them money. So therefore, I'm not going to pay it. Let's give an example. Let's say, so my friend Shimon goes to the store and the guy charges him $150 for a certain item. I come and tell Shimon, this thing's worth only $100. Right? What happened over here? Shimon pays $150 for an item. I come to him and tell him, what do you mean this thing's worth only $100? Right? So Shimon said, you know what? Instead of paying the money I owe to the store owner, I'm not going to pay him.
Okay.
So that's going to be, that's wrong. And that's a result of rechilas. Because many times the best man won't force the storekeeper to refund the amount of money which was overcharged. And therefore the buyer has no right to withhold the payment. But for advice about a purchase to be considered to LS, there must be a reasonable possibility that it will serve as a constructive purpose. Therefore, we cannot inform someone that he's been cheated, right? If it might lead him to withhold payment to try it in some other way to cause the seller unwanted loss. Many people today stumble terribly in this area, offering their opinion to others regarding their purchase. Their friends ask him whether they paid a fair price or not, and they respond, he cheated you. These people fail to foresee the consequences of what seems to be like a simple observation of a concerned friend. To make matters worse, they open in sight the buyer by telling him, give back the merchandise. Tell him you can buy it cheaper somewhere else. And if you won't take it back, don't finish paying him. What are the consequences of this advice?
What if you're standing...
What's that? So we're saying...
Here that, in the store.
Yeah.
Last night I was in a certain place.
Same store you always go back to?
No, I've never been there before.
Right.
But basically I understand in the product that they're selling.
Right.
The next thing I hear, the salesperson trying to sell someone something that's totally not worth it. What are you supposed to do?
So if it's really the seller, so you keep all the conditions. You could tell the person before he buys it.
In front of the salesperson.
Listen, you know, they're not quietly. You could tell the person.
Yeah, I'm standing right next to me. He's being sold something at an outrageous price, and I'm buying something else in the same store.
So if you really think it's really, really overpriced, more than a sixth, you could tell the guy something. You tell him maybe you could buy the cheaper one.
I'm on the show. Listen, I'd like to talk to you before you buy that thing. Finish your conversation. I'd like to talk to you before you buy that
thing. It's hard. You're right. It's hard. If you could do it, you could do it. If not, not. It's not always in your power to help the other person.
But on the other hand...
You didn't end up buying it.
What?
You didn't end up buying it.
So okay, Baruch right. Hashem. Hashem helped you.
But on the other hand...
Well, maybe because the price or
wide
stock.
Variation
it was overpriced. It was very
right.
Priced.
You really have to know...
They're trying to...
Right, but you really have to know also if it's the same, like, model. You know, okay, if you knew exactly this situation, you know exactly this company is overpriced. You could tell.
Right, I understood the product.
Well, I'm saying, Chaim also said, to be careful that different products could be different... different. It could be the same thing.
This country is different than...
Right.
Can you do that?
The pricing is very different over here.
Right, so it could be he's right.
If you go by the pricing of the country,
yeah,
you go by the narrow pricing in the world. It's the world market. It's the open market.
Because that's what they say. There's open market.
Hey, listen. These computers are not worth what they're selling them anywhere in this country.
No, it's based on the market.
You can tell someone, buy it in the States.
You can get it at a quarter of the price. It's based on the market here. If the guy's not, you know, if he's selling
it's very difficult today because it is an open market. You can order from anywhere.
Yeah, but if the guy's selling it,
no, it's very,
he's
very
selling
hard.
It based on the market here. The store is selling it based on what he can sell it here. Mm-hmm.
I tried getting stuff from the States, and it wouldn't work here.
What's that?
I bought computers in the States, and they wouldn't work here.
I buy all my computers in the States, and they all work here. Get a converter.
No, it had to do with DVD players.
No, also so people want the.
I can tell you how to change that.
The warranty.
People want to change it over six times. Then you
right, and have it some time.
Well, why would you change it 7 times? How many countries have you been
to? No, the problem is that.
Okay, let's continue on.
Yeah, that's
okay, but the other hand is. We went shopping for boots, my daughter and I, and there was such a wide variation in price, anywhere from 100 shekels to 600 shekels for rain boots.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good. Right. Where yes, you have to be careful with the variation, because, right, you can't always know someone's being overcharged. You have to know the product. We're holding down the Gemara, the Abiyuchas. Do you have Gemaras, you guys? Where do you have the Gemaras? Yosef, where's the Gemaras? Do you have your Gemaras? Where the Gemaras go? We're holding on 18B. I don't know how where ours go. Let's figure out which number. 18B. We're going to start from the Gemara again from Amr Belaza Amr Abishai. My Baruch Hashem today, everyone was learning. We're into
18B3.
It's good momentum. 18B, I don't know which one it is. You have to ask these rabbis. They know that 18B3. Fine. Amr Belaza Amr Abishai. It's like in the smack in the middle of the page. Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Rabbi Shai, Bikurim, what's halacha by Bikurim? The first fruit that a person has to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Hanacha, placing down Ma'akevis Bahen. This holds it back from being accepted that the Kohen cannot eat the fruits yet. Kriya, if you neglected to read the proper thing you're supposed to read, Ein Ma'akevis Bahen, then it's not going to hold it back from being accepted and for the Kohen eating, right? We said in the process is you bring your fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, right, and then you read a whole text that you read thanking Hashem for the fruits, right, and then you wave it with the coin and then you put it down. So if you miss the process of reading, so that's okay, it's still valid. Kriya, reading, sorry, Bikurim Hanukkah Ma'akavis Ben, the putting down, the process of putting it down is going to hold it back from the coin being able to eat the fruits now. Kriya, but if you skip the step of reading, Ein Ma'akavis, it doesn't hold it back in them and it's still valid. This is what we're saying in the name of Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon. Gemara asks, "Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi? Did Rabbi Elazar say like this? How could you say that he said this? Vaha Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Shaya, but we know, but Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Shaya, he said otherwise. Where do we see otherwise? Hifrish Bikurim Kaidam Lachag. Let's say someone separated the fruits before Sukkot, which we explain that, which means." If he separated the fruits from before Sukkot, that means you have to read the Sukkot. So Avar Alei Nachag, and now I've passed through the Chag. We passed by Sukkot now, and you did not bring the fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Yerkavu, you have to let the fruits rot, which means they're invalid. What happened over here? The halacha is before Sukkot, and you bring the fruits, you read right, between Shavuos and Sukkot, if you bring the fruits, then you read the Sukkot. Because that's the main time of the harvesting, so therefore you read the Sukkot, the most optimum time to bring it. Between Sukkot and Chanukah, you bring the fruits, but you can't read. But here we have a situation where you separated the fruits before Sukkot, so to speak, it fell on them, the requirement to read on these fruits. And now I didn't bring them until after Sukkot, now that I can no longer read the requirement. So I have a scenario where these fruits themselves have a chiv to read, but halachically, I can't read now because I'm after Sukkot. So I'm stuck, so therefore you let the fruits rot, you can't bring them.
When is the bread? What's the deadline?
Sukkot.
Beginning or
after?
Before.
It seems like.
Until the Chag.
The Chag itself is not. From Shavuos until the Chag, you read. Rashi says, till the Chag. Ad HaChag. And Rashi says, Min HaChag. Rashi says, until the Chag. And Rashi says, from the Chag until Chanukah is. That's what Rashi says.
So
in the Rashi, on top.
So it's Shmiyah Shaseris.
No, from.
Maybe the end would be Sfinas.
Not the end of Sukkot. From Shavuos until the beginning of Sukkot, you could bring and read Rashi until Sukkot. And Rashi min hachag from Sukkot until Chanukah, which means from the beginning of Sukkot until Chanukah, then you bring it and you don't read it. But here the problem was that you separated it before the chag, right? Which you should have been reading. And now it's interesting. Fine, I guess. So we're getting a scenario, the chag passed, right? The Gemara's case sounds a little different, but it sounds like the scenario is, that's what Rashi sounds like clearly. Rashi said, Rashi until the chag. Second. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure. I'm seeing Rashi again. I'm not 100% sure about Sukkot itself. I'm not sure. I think about it. I don't know Sukkot itself, if you can read or not. I look at Rashi again. No, because we're saying once the chag passed, for sure, I know for sure after the chag, for sure, you can't read anymore. That's clear. Now, I'm not sure in Rashi, because Rashi says that they record the fnei chag when they create it. After the chag, after the chag, Rabbi created it. One second. The chag should be banned. The chag until Chanukah. I'm not sure.
What does he call in the chag?
That's a matcha. I read it.
Yeah, that's my question.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It seems like from the Gemara that chag you'd still read. From the Gemara, yeah, because the Gemara says because the Chag already passed,
right.
So now you can no longer read. So it sounds like for the Gemara, the Chag you could still read. That's what you're saying. That the Gemara sounds like the Chag you could read. Because says Minah Chag, fine, good. That's what it sounds like.
So
right.
When does it end? I mean, does it end?
Chanukah. You can no longer bring it after Chanukah. What does it mean
for reading?
The last day of Sukkot. Do you want to Shmini Atzeres? Probably with Shmini Atzeres probably included.
That's what my question is.
Probably from after Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkot. It's its own holiday, but really it's... I don't know. Shmini Atzeres is a good question.
You
exactly.
Maybe that's what Atzeres means. No longer. They agree on the corner.
Right.
That's... No, the
question
is
Hashem. Good point.
I thought maybe, I don't know. Then that's why we started talking about
it. I thought about it in the...
Why are you reading the Bikurim Mitzvah? Yeah, what?
Yeah,
well, which, no. What about Shmini Atzeres? Right, next time we'll go around Chagiga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, for Hagigah, didn't they have... If you couldn't make it in the first day, you still had a chance to bring in your
That's for the Hagigah. Now I'm talking about Bikurim. It's a different subject. That's your carbon Hagigah. That's your carbon for the Chag. Now we're talking about Shmini. Now we're talking about Bikurim. Fine. So what happened over here? Since you separated it before the Chag, that's clear. So for sure, we'll talk par. If you separate it before the Chag, the Gemara's cases, so now on them, there's a Chiyuv, you have to read it. When you bring these fruits, there's a... Achiv, you have to read on them. But since I didn't bring them till after the Chag, I can't read anymore. So these fruits, I'm stuck. But what do we see in this Shita? What do we see in this Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Shia? So let's see the Gemara. My lab, isn't it? Why isn't it? Meaning, isn't it because Mishum? Because the Loi Matzi Lamikre Elain, because you can no longer read on them. So since you can't read on them, therefore, you can no longer bring them. And if you hold that reading doesn't hold it back, it's not an issue.
The first opinion,
why do you have to let the fruits rot? I mean, like this. Why do you have to let the fruits rot? You said obligation on these fruits came, you have to read it. And now the obligation doesn't apply anymore. But if you told me originally that reading is a good thing to do, if you don't do it, it's okay. So what's this whole thing you're telling me that it's out?
Bidiyavet,
it's good. But why are you telling me here these people to let them rot? If you don't care if they are, if you read or not, it's good to read. So what's the problem here? You can't read. You're saying you can't read, you freeze, let them rot. Why should you let them rot? Just bring them without reading. So it's a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eshia. First he told me, if you don't read, it's okay. Right? Now you're telling me, these fruits that got a chiv to read, you can't read, it's disqualified because you can't read. That means reading does play a role by you. Right? If you're going to disqualify fruits because they had a chiv to read, you can't read. It means it does play a role, so make up your mind.
What about someone who can't read, such as a deaf mute?
I don't know. Fine. Sigmar says, so the Gemara is a contradiction. Gemara says not a problem. Right? This is what we saw already on Tuesday. Gemara answers to the Reb Zera. This halacha follows the svara and the halacha we find in Reb Zera, which we find all over Shas. It's good to learn it now. You know for next time. The Amar Reb Zera. If you look on the side of the Gemara by the little hay, right next to it says the Amar Reb Zeira, you'll see how many Gemaras it's brought in Shas. So there's a little hay, a lot of Gemaras, right? And that little hay usually should probably go to the top left of your Gemara on the margin when you find the Sarsa Shas. You find the hay, then you find how many times this Gemara appears in Shas. This little hay, small, if you just can see it. See the hay? Hey, see, it's a Gemara that's going to be in, this Gemara is going to appear in Baba Basra, Pei Aleph. It says, I look over there at Taistis. Chulin, Kedushin, Yivamis, Nida, Menachas, Nadarim. This is in all this Gemara appears in all these Gemaras. That's the next thing. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That Vav is on the next thing. Yes? Fine. So that's how you know where, that's the Pesach that always tells you where you can find this Gemara again, where this Gemara again appears in Shas. A lot of times different Rashis. So this Gemara appears many times in Shas, this rule of Reb Zeira. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Amar Reb Zeira, the Reb Zeira says, he says a concept, Kol Haro'i Labila, if you are fit to be mixed, Ein Bila Ma'akevis. If you didn't mix it, it doesn't hold it back from being accepted. Ein Bila Ma'akevis. The Chol in all scenarios, She'ein Haro'i Labila, that you're not fit to be mixed, right? Then Bila Ma'akevis, by then, the mixing will hold it back from being accepted. Which means, what's this rule? You have to be able to read. Right? If you're in the situation where it's before so, because you're able to read. Even if you didn't read, it doesn't bother me, I'm happy. As long as you're in the situation, you were able to read.
Right?
So therefore, if you bring it before so, because Rabbi Elazar said the name of Rabbi Shia, as long as you were able to read, it's okay. Because you were able to read, even if you didn't read. But if you were not able to read, let's say you have these fruits now, you're not able to read. Right? Because it's ready after so, because then it's going to bother us, then we'll hold it back. Just like we find by the Karban Mincha. What's by the Karban Mincha? The halacha is that the Chazal say that 60 asrein of 60 tenths of flour mixed well in one bowl.
60 measures.
60 measures, 60 tenths of flour, 60 measures will mix well in one bowl. 61 won't mix well. So tell you, what do you think? Put 60 in one bowl.
If you have 61.
If you have 61, put 60 in one bowl, one in another bowl. And then, you can mix it. But the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. The Gemara Menachas asks, right, Rashi brings down the whole Gemara, that why do you have to do that? There's another Mishnah that says, that even if you don't mix at all, then it's kosher. That even if you don't mix at all. So why you tell me to separate it so it can mix well? Even if you skip that whole step, right, then it's still kosher. Even if you skip it. So the Gemara answers, so the Gemara says, what's the answer? So he wants it like this. If you're able to mix it, right? Because it's 60 or less, then even if you didn't mix it, it doesn't bother you. As long as you're in the situation to mix it. But if you're not able to mix it, because it's too much, then it's going to bother me. So it's the same concept we're saying here. If you're able to read, you just didn't read, it's okay. If you're not able to read, that's going to be disqualified. That's not going to be good.
I worked back how this case is in our case. Our case is, you were originally able to, so you had originally 60, and then you, meaning like, how does it match up with the Reb Zeira?
You were originally able to read.
It was why? 60.
Why?
You had 60, let's say.
So why were you allowed to read?
You separated before Sukkot.
Right. And now you're not able to.
Exactly.
So it's as if you added one. You made it into 61 now.
Right.
So that's how you work it backwards.
Okay, good.
Instead of taking one away, you add one, and then you're not able to.
Okay, good.
To
on it. Perfect. Right. Good.
Which means you would be able to mix on it, which means you're not able to beat on it. You're in a status.
That means the reading is ma'akev.
Right.
The reading is ma'akev.
That's just two positions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ma'akev, well, it's a kriya'in
ma'akev. Right. Right, so if you're able to read, then it's not ma'akev, because you're able to read, you separated before Sukkot. But if you're in a situation where you didn't read yet, and you didn't bring it until after Sukkot, then it will be ma'akev. Since you can no longer read, that's why you have to let it rest. So really, it's not going to be a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Paishia. It's not a contradiction at all. Everything works out perfectly. This is what basically we saw already on Tuesday and Wednesday. Fine. Tuesday. Comes to Gemara and brings from Rab Acha Bar Yaakov. Rab Acha Bar Yaakov Masnila Kedar Rab Asi. Rab Acha Bar Yaakov taught this same halacha that we're saying that, what's this halacha that we're talking about over here? This halacha that we're saying that the Kriya does not hold it back and only the placing down holds it back from being accepted. He said this halacha in the name of the same halacha. Right, that the halacha is that the halacha lemais. What we hold is the hanacha, placing down, doesn't hold it back. The kriya, the reading, doesn't hold it back. It will be accepted if you don't read. Fine. Now, first of all, why is Gemara bringing this down? Why is Gemara bringing down this? Just bringing another shita that says the same thing. We already Gemara already brought down. Is it the same shita?
Trying to show us this rule. Throughout Shas.
No, oh, so that's that. Yeah, but he didn't say the rule. He didn't say the rule of Reb Zeira.
No, but we were learning it out.
Yeah, but we are not in
Reb Zeira. I keep saying stuff like this, where there is a potential, where there isn't a potential, it's when you have the potential, you're putter. When you don't have the potential, then you're chayav.
Yeah, but you don't really see that rule in Reb Yaakov. All you see in him is Hanacha is ma'akev, Kriya is not ma'akev. We only saw that rule in Reb Elazar, Reb Paishia. We only had to come onto Reb Zeira's rule because we had a contradiction in him. Right.
So you said why are we bringing another opinion of it?
So why is they want to bring why do they want to bring another opinion to tell us Hanachas Ma'akas? They say other Rabbi. Because maybe he doesn't hold like Reb Zeira. Maybe he doesn't hold like Reb Zeira. Maybe he doesn't hold like Reb Zeira. Maybe other Rabbi, he doesn't hold like Reb Zeira. According to Reb Zeira, you have to be in a situation to be able to read. Right? Let's say you're in a situation you can't read, right? Then it's disqualified. Let's say you're in a situation where you can't read because you separated before and then you didn't bring it until after Sukkot. It could be Akab Yaakov would hold that's also kosher. We don't care about Kriya, we don't worry about Kriya at all. Kriya doesn't bother me. Even if you didn't read, even if you had the Chiyav and it came off, even if you can't read Bechlal, like in the case that you separated before and now you didn't bring it until after, it's still going to be kosher.
How have you seen that?
Well, that's the question, because the question is, what's the Chiddush of Reb Akab Yaakov?
Right.
So he's saying, because he doesn't hold the Reb Zeira necessarily. Why is he forced to hold the Reb Zeira's? Reb Zeira narrowed it down. Reb Zeira said, you'll only say Kriya is not Ma'akev only when you're able to do the Kriya.
Right.
Right? But if you're not able to, there, it's Ma'akev.
Right.
Reb Akab Yaakov is not bound to those rules. He'll say, whatever the situation is, even if you couldn't do the Kriya, it's okay, it's never Ma'akev. Right? Fine, it's a side point. But let's see the Gemara again. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, Masi, Lakud, Rav Asi, Amr, Rav Yaakov. He taught this halacha that the Hanacha holds it back. The Kriya does not hold it back like Rav Asi in the name of Rav Yaakov. However, the Kashale to Rav Yaakov and Ad Rav Yaakov. He asked the question, a contradiction for Rav Yaakov and Rav Yaakov. Why? Why do you have a contradiction in Rav Yaakov? Because he asked, Umi Amr Rav Yaakov, did Rav Yaakov say, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akeves Bahen. Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Bahen. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this rule that the Hanacha, the placing down, does hold it back? The Kriya does not hold it back like our rule. But we have that. But you mean it? Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan. Bikurim Me'emasai Mutarim LeKehanim. Bikurim. When is it mutter? When is it allowed for Kehanim to eat the Bikurim? Right. Va'amarle. This is what Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan. For Amar Lehi, he said to him, "Haru uyin lekriya, if it's fit to read, mishakar alein, from when you read on them, v'she'in ruyin lekriya, if you're not able to read on them, mishara upenei habayis, from when it sees the face of the Azar. So if you're still in a stage between Shavuos and Sukkot, where you're supposed to read, the kohen could only eat once you read the psukim, which means kriya is ma'akev, right?" But if you can't read it, as long as you bring it to the Azara, to the Pnei Abayis, then it's not Ma'akev. Good?
Yep.
So that's a contradiction. We wanted to say before that reading doesn't bother me, but putting it down does bother me, right? You have to make sure. This price is not like that. This price says, if you could read, then you do need, you have to read. And if you can't read, when you bring it to the Azara. The Gemara asks, Kasha, I have a question from you. Kriya, Akriya. Reading on reading. Kasha Hanacha Hanacha. I have a question, a contradiction from one scenario of placing down to the other scenario of placing down. Why? What do you tell me originally, Rabbi Laza holds in the what do you tell me originally Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? What do you say about Kriya? What do you say about Kriya?
Kriya doesn't hold back.
Kriya doesn't hold back. True? What does this price to say?
So the Kohen has to
Korea does.
It does hold back. So that's a contradiction of Korea. What did we say originally about putting down?
Putting it down does hold back.
Right. Right? As this Bryce says, if you can't read it, just bring it there. Bring it to the Bnei Bais, even though you didn't put it down.
Right.
So there's a double contradiction here in Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
It's both Rabbi Yochanan. What's your question?
I don't know that.
He says right here, it's Amar Basimur.
We didn't know before.
No, first we have one halacha.
Where did we find that it's Rabbi Yochanan here?
They're both Rabbi Yochanan. The first one said Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What did it say? Rab Acha bar Yaakov said in the name of Rab Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we have a Rab Asi asking from Rabbi Yochanan. It's both the same people. It's a contradiction. It's Rab Asi and Rabbi Yochanan.
And then Umi is another place of Rabbi Yochanan. Umi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, the Gemara says, but we have a different Rabbi Yochanan that says not like that. Good.
Wait, where do we find the first Rab Acha bar Yaakov?
Rab Acha bar Yaakov Masnilo. He taught the same halacha.
Which same one?
That the same one that Rabbi Lezer taught, like our original Mishnah. This halacha that Kriya is not ma'akev. Our Mishnah didn't hold like that. Our whole Mishnah Kriya is ma'akev. That this halacha, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Ishiya, Hanacha is ma'akev and Kriya is not ma'akev.
Right.
Like this, like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Ishiya.
Uh-huh.
Comes in one and continues. So Rabbi Acha
Yaakov. Are you saying this isn't, we're not comparing this to our Mishnah?
Yeah, our Mishnah is older Rabbanah. This is not Rabbanah. We mentioned the first line Tuesday. Our Mishnah held like Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva,
right,
that Kriya is yes ma'akev.
Yes.
Our Gemara is passing unlike our Mishnah, even though it's interesting because it's a Stam Mishnah. Usually you passing like the Stam Mishnah. Our Gemara says you don't passing like our Stam Mishnah. The halacha is Kriya is not ma'akev, not like our Mishnah. Right? That's what the whole other Lezer Rav Hashi is brainstorming. That's the whole thing he's coming to tell us. That he's our Myra telling us we don't passing like the Tanam in our Mishnah. We passing like the Rabbanon who argue.
Right. So the first Rav Yochanan is really Rav Elazar, same opinion. The first Rav Yochanan,
go, Rav Elazar. Yeah.
And then from there we have the second opinion.
Good. Everybody's confused now? Let's start off.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the shay? What's the confusion?
What's the shay? We're talking about two places here for separate learnings?
In Rav Yochanan. Where are you? Yeah.
Doesn't mention the first one.
It does. It says Rabbi Akiva Yaakov Masnila. He taught this.
What's this?
This is our halacha. The hanacha is ma'akev.
Rabbi Elazar.
How do we know it's going on this?
That's what's going back on. That's what should go back on.
The last thing it's spoken about.
I know. I know what he's saying. I also made a mistake.
The last thing he talks about is Jerzera.
Right. I understand.
And the Bila.
I understand. You're right.
That's why
you
get it.
You're right. Okay, good.
So Rashi tells us?
Yes, we'll see. I guess so. I'm not. I don't know about it. Let's see Rashi.
What are the
Masnila? Yeah. Let's see Rashi Masnila. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov Masnila, he taught this halacha. We're in Rashi now. That's 20 lines from the bottom. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov Masnila. Laha, here's the answer. Masnila, laha, this Rabbi Elazar Amar Pashaya. Right, for this halacha that the Kriya does not bother us, but the Hanacha does. Could Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan? The Amr of Asi, the Rav Asi Amra, the Rav Asi said the same halacha, Mishmei the Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Yochanan. So Rav Elazar said in the name of Rav Ishaya, and Rav Asi saying the same thing in the name of Rav Yochanan, right? But then the Gemara said, but we have a contradiction, because we have brought down, the Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, what's the halacha? Rav Asi said, Rabbi, tell me the halacha. And Rav Yochanan told him, not like that. And let's see what Rav Asi says. Rav Yochanan told him, Haru'uyin l'kriya, if you're able to read it, what does that mean, you're able to read it? Because it's May Atzeres V'Adachag, because you're in the stage between Shavuos and Sukkot. Then we said, you have to read. If you're in the stage of reading, you must read, and Kriya is Ma'akev. You must read. Mishayir, we said, if it's after the, when you don't read anymore from Sukkot until Chanukah, then we said, Mishayir Upenei Habayis, when the Bikurim, the fruits, see the face of the house, which Rashi claims means, as soon as you enter the Azar, the courtyard of the Bisa Mikdash, you automatically, even without any ceremony, without putting it down, without doing anything. So we see from here, putting down isn't ma'akev at all. So it's a contradiction, it's a double contradiction. Right? It's a double contradiction. First, Rabbi Yochanan tells me we don't care about reading. Now he tells me reading is a problem. First, Rabbi Yochanan tells me, Hanacha, we do care about putting down. Now you tell me it's not a problem. How does it work? It's a double contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. And it's in Rabbi Asi for Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same people. You tell me Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan one way, and we have quoted a different way.
So it depends when. Depends on them. That's what they want to answer. Depends.
Depends
on
who.
What do you mean depends on?
What period? Is it the period of...
No, because even in the period, which period do you want? Which period?
Well, there's two periods. There's the one until Sukkot and the one...
Yeah, so either way, it doesn't make sense. Okay, let's work it out. If you're between Sukkot, Shavuos, and Sukkot, right?
Yeah.
We originally said, Kriya is not Ma'akav, Hanacha is Ma'akav.
Okay.
What did this one say?
Kriya is Ma'akav.
What did we say this time? The second time.
Right.
Again, the second Rabbi Yochanan.
Second Rabbi Yochanan, we said
Kriya is Ma'akav.
Pa'i Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim Emesai Mutara. Kriya Emesai Mutara, and he said.
Until they read.
Oh God, so it can't be that you're talking about before between Sukkot and Shavuos and Sukkot, right?
No, it is Shavuos and Sukkot.
But then he said here you have to read.
Huh?
He says here you have to read.
If you would have done it in the beginning and it wasn't Ma'akav, it wouldn't have mattered. It'd be kosher anyway.
Well, he says when there is Raya of Kriya.
Which is between
Shavuos and Sukkot. And then Shein Raya of Kriya is between Sukkot and Chanukah.
Good. Now, our rule before it never works out. Our rule before was we don't care about Kriya, we care about Hanacha. So his first stage, we do care about. And the next stage, doesn't care about anything. Doesn't care about Hanacha either, the next stage.
Just talks about Tenebais.
Yeah, because he says you don't need Kriya. Yes, so it's a kind of thing where it says, Kriya, so it says. So let's read it again inside. Let's read this again from, again, this new Gemara from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Now that you understand what's going on over here, we'll go back. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Masnila. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov taught this Halacha, that with the Halacha that we care about Hanacha, putting down, we don't care about Kriya. But Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Kashalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. They had a question from one Rabbi Yochanan to the other Rabbi Yochanan. Because he said, Umi Amar, he's asking the question. He himself is asking the question. What happened, Rav Ram?
Well, what did he teach? Well, this is what he taught.
Rashi tells us. Rashi says, he taught it. What's it? He taught it. It. What's it referring to? It is going back to up top. Good. Good. Good, we have Rashi.
We're going on that. Rashi told us. We missed that.
Okay,
we read the Rashi.
It's good.
Just read it.
Baruch Hashem. Now. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, happy. It's getting clear. Okay, good. So let's see the Gemara inside again. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And did Rabbi Yochanan say, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akeves, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akev Bahen. Kriya in Ma'akev, my reading is not Ma'akev. Ba'amine Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi, es Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim Me'imasai Mutarim, but Bikurim, what are they mutar for the Kahanim to eat? Ba'amar Lehi said to him, what did Rabbi Yochanan answer him? Haru'uyi in the Kriya, if it's fit to eat, read, because between Shavuos and Sukkot, Kishakar Aleh, when you read on that. She'ein ru'in the Kriya. If it's not fit to read on them between Sukkot and Chanukah, Mishareo Pnei Abayis. It's wrong when it sees the house. Let's get stop screaming.
I'm running away more time.
This one's good.
I'll run away. I'll run away.
Okay,
not that bad.
So the Gemara says Kasha. So let's see the Gemara. It says Kasha Kriya Akriya. With a question from one place where he says Kriya is Ma'akev to the other Kriya, they says it's not Ma'akev. Kasha Hanacha Hanacha. It's a question from Hanacha, from one putting down to the other putting down. Right. So we have two contradictions in Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara answers it's not a problem. Why? Kriya Akriya like Kasha reading and reading is not a question. One case of reading to the other case of reading, Harib Shimon. This that said that reading is Ma'akev, which was our original Rib Shimon, which was our original statement, which is our Mishnah right here, our original Rabbi Yochanan, is Rib Shimon, which is from our Mishnah. Meaning Harib Shimon. This is the Mishnah Rib Shimon we know from our Mishnah. That sorry, 1 second. Sorry, the Kriya is Ma'akev.
Right.
That Kriya is Ma'akev, which is like our Mishnah. Ha, the second time Rabbi Yochanan is talking. He's telling me the Shita of the Rabbanah.
He could have. The second time Rabbi Yochanan
talks,
he's saying the Rabbi Shimon.
The first time, again, the first time.
The second time Rabbi Yochanan talks, he says that Kriya is Ma'akev.
Which
so
is
Rabbi Shimon.
The next time, I know. We're reading this again. Kriya Kriya Lakasha, Ha Rabbi Shimon. This one is Rabbi Shimon. It says it is Ma'akev. Ha Rabbanah, this is not Ma'akev. Good.
Right.
Perfect. So again, Kriya Akriya Lakasha. One case of reading on the next case of reading is not a question.
Right.
Ha, this one that says that it is held back, which was the first one, was like Rib Shimon. Ha, Rib Shimon. The first one that is that Kriya is Ma'akev.
The first time that was mentioned
was not Priya was
mentioned. Ah, you're right.
First time correct. Priya was mentioned is our first opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Right, it is not Ma'akiv. Right. That's Rabbanan.
Right.
The second one is Rabbi Shimon.
Correct. It's good, Rabbi Yosef?
Perfect.
So Harib Shimon, this which you write is the second time that said Kriya is Ma'akiv, is Rabbi Shimon. Ha, which is the first time we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, that said that we don't care about Kriya, it's not is Rabbanan. Fine. Hanacha Hanacha Nami Lakasha. This placing down to place down also is not a question. Ha Rabbi Yehuda. This one is Rabbi Yehuda, right, which is that he said Hanacha is not a problem, which is the second brisa is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. For her, the first one, he says it is a problem, is the Rabbah. So basically we're saying Rabbi Yochanan was talking about two different opinions.
We haven't seen the Rabbi Yehuda, right? We're seeing next. It's coming, coming up.
Yeah.
Right? Our original Bryce, where it says that Hanacha is Ma'akiv, that's Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is going to be, but the next one is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. So one time you tell me Kriya does bother me. It does hold it back. Other time you tell me it doesn't bother me. One time you tell me placing that does hold it back, another time you tell me it doesn't hold back. So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan was quoting two different opinions. Now it's interesting why Rabbi Yochanan is quoting two different opinions. But it's interesting why at one point he was quoting Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and the next time he's going with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Meaning he switched, right? What are we saying?
No, one time he was quoting Rabbi Shimon.
In Korea, and in Hanacha, he was quoting the Rabbanan. He said, "We don't Hanacha is Ma'akiv."
Right.
And the other time, he was quoting Rabbi Huda, the Rabbanon that we don't care about Kriya, and Rabbi Huda that Hanacha is that Hanacha Ma'akiv. Meaning, he's switching basically. So one shot is that when the second brisa is the one that he held la halacha. Rabbi Asi, he was asking, "What do we hold la halacha?" First time he's giving shir, telling them the different shitas. The second time, Rabbi Asi is telling asking, what's the halacha? Because that case, in the second case, asking if it was Balmi near Rabbi Asi. Asi was asking Rabbi Yochanan, how do we paskin? I know there's different shitas. So the second time, what he's going to say la halacha. So again, what happened over here? Over this over here, try to go clearly. What happened over here? What happened here? We had one Rabbi Yochanan. First Rabbi Yochanan says that reading bothers me, doesn't bother me. What's the first Rabbi Yochanan? Reading.
First
Rabbi Yochanan was starting with.
It said you don't have to read it. Don't bother reading. The second one you need to have to read.
Right. The first Rabbi Yochanan bothers me reading, even though you're reading.
If you can do it, you don't
need
that.
Reading's not a problem. Right? Placing. Right? Is Ma'akiv. I'm going to check it. It's not
Ma'akiv. Place is a problem.
The second time you told me that reading. What are you telling me the second time?
Reading is a little effect.
You have to read Ma'akiv.
Right, so reading is Ma'akiv. And placing.
It's not Ma'akiv.
It's not Ma'akiv. Good. So we said it's a contradiction. You're contradicting yourself. How does that make any sense? It makes no sense. It's opposite. Say like this. The first time that he said reading is not Ma'akiv, who is that?
The first reader.
That's the first reader. He told me reading is not Ma'akiv is the Rashita of the Rabbanan. What's the Rashita of the Rabbanan? Right. The second time he told me reading is Ma'akiv is the Rashita of Rav Shimon for our Mishnah that reading is a problem. The first time he told me placing
is
Ma'akiv is who?
Rabbanan.
Placing is Ma'akiv.
Rabbanan.
Why is Rabbanan?
Rabbi Shimon. Placing is Ma'akiv is Rabbanan.
Placing is
that. Fine.
It's Rabbanan.
Yeah. And here where he says placing is not a problem is
Rabbi Yehuda.
The new Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. We haven't seen yet.
Fine. So come at the first time, he was telling me the general sheet is the first time he gave Shia. What's the Gemara's answer? He was still contradicting himself.
Right.
So the answer is like this. The first time we brought down Rabbi Yochanan, he's telling me the right thing. He's giving a shir and telling them what's the Rabbanan Shita. Right? The Rabbanan know reading is not a problem, placing is a problem. Good? He didn't read it. The next time Rabbi Asi came to him, that's to explain. He said, "By me, Rabbi Asi." He said, "Fine, you told us the general Rabbanan Shita. But what's the halacha?" "Oh, la halacha, are you asking me? La halacha, reading." He held, interesting.
And he held opposite of
that. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
He held halacha one, but he held halacha kriya is ma'akiv, and hanacha is not ma'akiv. So kind of interesting. Kind of according to this, that when he's paskening, he's going like our Mishnah.
Right. Which makes sense. Why is our Mishnah?
Because the Stam Mishnah, you can right. pass them.
But that's not what we pass.
We don't do like that, but it's kind of interesting. This Gemara, he's telling him, fine, it's interesting.
It makes sense. It should equal even to our Mishnah, no? It should yeah. match up with our Mishnah.
Pasha says you should go with the Stam Mishnah, but until now, our Gemara understood we don't pass like him.
Right.
Fine, it's interesting. Yet. But it's also interesting, it's just interesting to know why he picked and choose also the two different shitas. Meaning Rav Shimon holds reading as a problem. Right? But he holds also placing it also a problem. But basically he did like a mix, he took the two different shitas. Rav Yechon, this is Rav Yechon's pastor. This is Rav Yechon's pastor. Fine, Shkev, we'll stop over here. We're having another one, there's another mind of speaking downstairs.